Justin Flukeback with you, now joined by Coach Marco Hunter, talking Houlton boys basketball. They're in the Valley Falls tournament this week. We'll talk about that in a bit, but I want to go back to last Friday, Coach. Maybe one of your most complete games. Obviously, the win that you got earlier this season against Riley County was a pretty complete game, but man, I thought against Nemaw Central, your guys really played and competed hard. You end up losing by 5 in the end, but kind of a back-and-forth game, and you didn't really have that horrible quarter or lapse in the game to where things just completely went south and the team couldn't recover. What were your big takeaways and kind of the thoughts on the improvement in the second meeting against Nemaha last Friday?
Well, the thing with the Nemaha game, we on Tuesday night before we played Sabetha, and we didn't compete very hard at all, and we got beat pretty bad on the boards, and that was a little bit, that's been our bugaboo all season is rebounding. But the way we responded against Nemaha was, we kind of approached it as telling the boys, Nemaha's not 20 points better than you guys. And we go back to December, we defensively, I thought we played them very well in December, and we just couldn't get our shots to fall from the outside, and we struggled to score a little bit. But we responded the way I was hoping we would, because there's kind of that phobia of Nemaha, it's just about everything we compete in as far as the Big East, and we just competed hard. Carrick Donder had probably his best game he's probably had in his high school career, at least under me as his head coach. But we had balanced scoring. We shared the ball. We moved without the ball. We looked like a basketball team. And Coach Thomas, he said that after the game, I was really enthused and excited to see your kids just persevere and keep battling. We just didn't go away, and that's something that we've been trying to sustain and really get our kids to understand that you have to play a whole game. And like you said, we did that against Riley County, but even to me, I think Nemaw Central was our best game of the year, even in a 5-point loss, because we were still right there and had a chance to win. Outside of our second quarter, we only scored 8 points, but that was kind of our, I can't say we just got stagnant in offense, but we still maintain and battle pretty hard the second half and still have a chance to win.
Yeah, and that continued to end the Valley Falls tournament. Your game Tuesday against the NEK Nighthawks, you mentioned Carrick, he had 22, followed it up with a 15-point first half, and you had a double-digit lead in that game against the Nighthawks, and you were ahead 35-34 at halftime. I know a lot of folks are familiar with the game was a tell of two halves, but what a contrast in the second half as things just kind of fell apart. Outscored 50-16 in that second half against the Nighthawks, and seemed like just couldn't get anything to go right.
Yeah, the first we came out the first quarter, and we looked great. We looked, like you said, just carried over from Nemaha, and that was kind of the emphasis. Like, can we let this? Maybe Nemaha was the spark we needed to really get things to click, and the light bulb's going to stay on now, and we got it figured out. And that's the way I felt. First quarter, okay, now the game settled. Can we sustain this? I said they're going to make a run at you. I said they're well coached, organized basketball team. They're going to make a run at you, and which they did. We still held the lead, but one at halftime, and then, we kind of self-imploded. We backed off. If you go back and look at the film, we stopped shooting. We stopped being aggressive, and we stopped being physical. We didn't rebound, and it was just a self-implosion, and it was very, very disappointing. Just because of our collective effort, it wasn't just one player; it was everybody. And then we kind of have implosions with, Carrick picks up a technical foul of one that just wasn't necessary, and that didn't help our situation either. But I'm not taking anything away from, the Nighthawks, because they got 7-8 seniors on that team. Yeah. They've all played together for a long time, and their chemistry is solid. Their coach spoke highly of Carrick and Corbin. They played together, a couple summers, and so they kind of familiar with them, but overall, it was us. The first half was us. Second half was more them offensively, but it was us. We kind of backed off, and I was very disappointed in that. So I'm hoping that we kind of respond tonight against Valley Falls and see what we can do, and hopefully give ourselves a chance to be there and get us another win.
Yeah, you play Valley Falls, and then you'll have Christ Prep or Jeff West, hopefully to finish out the tournament as well. But have the guys responded? Because let's be honest, there's been, a few times like the second half of Tuesday's game to where, the guys have been kind of defeated and really had to pick themselves up off the mat. Mm-hmm. But how's the team responded in practice, I guess, yesterday, and knowing it's mm-hmm. a quick turnaround and another chance to go back out and improve themselves again here on the court tonight?
Yeah, yesterday's practice, it was short, but it was focused on what the game plan and how we're going to, attack Valley Falls, and with that approach. But, you know, just like I said on Monday, you know, we had practice Monday, and I said the goal of this week is to win the tournament. That's our goal. You know, you want to see if we can get three wins, and, you know, we didn't pull it out on Tuesday, so now our goal is to, let's see if we can get two. You know, there's always going to be two teams in an 8-team tournament. It's going to be 2-1. I said, why can't we be the team that's one of the teams that's 2-1? And see if we can do that. And they're still upbeat. You know, I think they know that I'm disappointed. They're disappointed. But a lot of it is just ourselves. You know, we're not looking at ourselves. When we get defeated, we stay down. We're not all fighting back together. And that's the part that's been kind of the battle all season is, how do we overcome adversity? Do we, you know, take a step backwards and just stay down, or are we going to continue to fight back? And even if we fight back and we come up short, that's a lot better feeling than not fighting at all. And that's something that some of our kids are still struggling with. And when you have a young team, an inexperienced team like this, you know, you're going to battle challenges all season long. And it's still, we still have 10 basketball games left to play on the schedule, you know, guaranteed 10 games left. And that's a lot of basketball. Yep. So I'm hoping that we can stay the course, and, you know, they're not quitting on me. I'm not quitting on them. And we're just going to keep plugging along and see what we can do. And, you know, we're solid enough. We have enough experience now that we can play a basketball game. We've proven that. And we just have to sustain that even when things don't go our way.
You bet. Best of luck finishing out the tournament this week. Coach, thanks for your time. As always, we'll chat again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Coach Marco Hunter of the Holton Wildcats. The weekly locker room chats are presented by Medical Pharmacy, by Community Healthcare System, and by the Farmers State Bank in Holton.